Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchful Thinking. We are here today with a fun episode.
And my mouth is full of granola.
Granola is a great healthy snack to fuel your body. If you're looking for a good one, it's filling, it's yummy. I love granola.
Yeah, I'm trying not to eat junk food and whatnot at night. So also, if you watch our episodes on, oh my god, my mouth looks crazy right now. If you watch our episodes on YouTube right now, you can see our witchy backgrounds on Zoom.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Brooke was like, why don't we do this every week and just pick fun new witchy backgrounds? And I was like, why haven't we done this before? This is fun.
Yeah, like we can literally record anywhere. I'm over here worried about what's in my background in my living room. And like the whole time we could have just had a virtual background. I don't know why I never.
Yeah, for real. But today we have a really fun, exciting video and podcast recording that I think a lot of people will like, a lot of people will resonate with. It's a artsy, creative discussion topic today, and we have so many witchy and spiritual listeners that are creatives, and we see you guys following the podcast Instagram, and also Brooke and I both have our own art Instagrams, and we see you guys following those too. So we thought it would be a great idea to record about art and magic and how they coincide today.
Yeah, and speaking of art and new drawings and new designs and creating, do we want to make the announcement about merch?
Absolutely.
So, basically, we have decided that we are doing away with our merch and bringing in new merch.
Oh, yeah.
So, the current designs on the shop will be available until March 1st. So today it's February 7th. By the time you guys are hearing this, it's going to be February 9th. We are giving ourselves the time period of March 1st so that we can have time to work on these things in time for the new stuff to go up. But you have until March 1st to pick up some current merch designs. We are doing away with the Get Your Serotonin Where You Can design, the Hex the Patriarchy design, all that shit. It's
pretty much all of them. So if there's a current design that you've had your eye on and you want to get it, we are going to be offering a discount code for the current merch that's up there. And we will be bringing back, we will be incorporating things about our current merch, like our catchphrase, get your serotonin where you can, but they're going to have different designs. They're not going to look the same. And we have a couple of fun, exciting, totally new designs, totally new things coming in. And we're incorporating more balance between some feminine energy designs, some masculine energy designs. So lots of fun new things coming down the pipeline. Holy shit, I remembered a phrase. and so, yeah, that is the update. So you can check out our Instagram. We will post the code in a post that you can use to get discounted merch. And you have until March 1st to get anything that's available now. And after March 1st, it will be gone forever.
Yeah. Peace out. It will have disappeared. We just feel very creative and we want to make new merch designs. So we're going to do that. But I don't know about you, but I don't like when I go to like a merch shop and it's just like so much stuff that has never been updated. And it's so, like, they have a lot of options, but it just seems like messy.
Yeah. And we've had this merch now. If it hasn't been over a year, it's definitely been at least a year, I think. So, you know, it's time to refresh. And Brooke and I are both working on these together. So you'll be able to see in the description of each item, this design was created by Brooke, or this design was created by Liz, or maybe we might be collaborating on designs. So you can also click into the description and see who the design was made by.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be so fun.
Yes. Oh, also, this would be the perfect episode to talk about, just to like throw in our idea for our 100K giveaway. Because it's art related.
It is. Yeah. You're
and
right.
We would love to know, like, leave in the comments for sure if you like this idea, if you would totally be interested in this. But we are on our way to 100,000 subscribers. Still blows our minds. Like, holy shit. That's going to be such a huge milestone. And we are approaching it. And so we started brainstorming about what we want to do for our 100K giveaway. We wanted to make it special. So Brooke and I are both going to be collaborating on an art piece, and we will talk more specifics later on down the line, but we are thinking about a piece of artwork that both I and Brooke work on, like on a canvas or something, and sending that to the winner of the 100K giveaway.
Yes. And we have no idea when that's going to be, but I'm predicting it's before the end of 2022.
Yes. Yeah. We firmly believe it'll be before the end of this year. So we just wanted to start brainstorming some really cool, fun, unique, and like something heartfelt that we could send to somebody. So yeah,
exactly.
That's the idea.
Yeah. That's a look forward to. Especially if you were here for the last giveaway when we hit 40,000.
Yeah.
That was exciting. And our winner was someone who was all the way in Finland, and that was so crazy.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Wow. Okay. So anyways, now that we did all of our fun announcements, we can get into the episode.
Jump right in. So I thought it would be a great idea, since Brooke has always been a creative, but recently she has really, really been diving into her creativity, trying new outlets like Procreate, digital art, and embroidery. And I'm creating pretty much every day at this point and doing things in my art studio. Even if I'm not in my art studio, I'm at home doodling or punch needling, or you know, we're both like creating every day now, and it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. And I was listening to another podcast. Actually, it's called Arts and Witchcraft. So it's probably up a ton of people's alley. If you're listening right now, you can go check out Arts and Witchcraft. And that is a podcast done by a artist who is also a witch, which we both happen to be as well. And I thought it was just a fun idea to talk about how witchcraft is incorporated into art, but also like how your art and things that you create that is part of your magic. And I mean, I believe both myself and Brooke, like being creative and creating things and making art is one of our gifts. And I have made a career out of it. Brooke is in a creative career. And so, and we know a lot of you guys are also big creatives. We see your art Instagrams, we see your shops and everything when you follow the Instagram podcast. So we just wanted to make the connection of how art is magic and how you may also be an art witch if that's how you want to identify.
Yeah, I've never seen like art witch listed in like a, you know, one of those articles about like what kind of witch are you? But I feel like it should be at the top of the list because there's so
Absolutely.
being an artist is like way more common than being a witch. So, you know, like
Yeah.
if you're a green witch, you know, you got like a green thumb, or you're a kitchen witch, like you love cooking. Like it's like mixing something you're already good at with something that you feel is very, like it's just very like tied to your soul. Like you mixing your hobby with your craft. You can
Yeah.
make up any witch. You can be
Oh.
a cleaning witch if you wanted.
Yeah, for sure. You don't have to pick from like a list that you found on Google. Like you can be whatever kind of witch you want to be. And I remember the first time that we talked about on this podcast, like at least after I joined, you know, like what kind of witch are you? And I had identified as an eclectic witch, and I still do because I'm interested in a lot of different things. But I would say the majority of what I use in my craft and the magic I like to put out into the world is my art and creating. And I would call myself an art witch.
That's exciting. It's
Yeah.
pretty good to put, not, I mean, I feel like with witchcraft, it does feel good to put a label on yourself. For me, that's my own personal opinion. I
Yeah,
don't have
and
one.
you don't have to have a label if you don't want to, but if you like it, hell, you can be whatever kind of witch you want.
Yeah,
You
you
could be a tech witch. Like if you're
Ooh.
like coding and shit and you're in the tech industry and you fucking love that shit, you can be a tech witch.
A tech witch. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's so many cool things. I just something you're good at, something you love. Maybe it's your career, maybe it's not. But something that you think you're like, damn, I'm so good at this, and I'm like doing fucking magic. So,
I don't know what
anyway.
kind of witch I'd be. I am. I really have like felt very out of place with that for the past like year and a half. Like I don't feel like I'm any specific type of witch. I don't
That's
know.
okay.
Yeah, but I want a label.
But I want to be.
I don't know. I kind of I think a long time ago we were talking about this and we kind of I labeled myself as like an eclectic witch because they kind of take elements from all types of witchcraft, and they're just like, I'm gonna do this. And like, this is typically what a green witch does. This is typically what a kitchen witch does. I'm gonna do something a cosmic witch does, whatever. I guess, yeah, I think a long time ago, I considered myself a cosmic witch. I don't know. Sometimes I feel a little out of practice. So, you know.
Well, maybe that's something that can be exciting for you is just, I don't know, it feels exciting to me thinking, oh, what kind of witch do I think I am? And exploring all the options, knowing that you don't have to just pick an option from a list on Google. You can literally be anything. Like you can be anything and take your time and get to explore what you're good at and what you love and what you think you do is most magical every day and what you just naturally do on your own. And it could just be your journey to finding what kind of witch you are if you like having a label.
I'm a coffee witch.
Oh, you totally are. You totally are.
I whip you up a cappuccino latte. That's probably the only two I could make, actually. French press. I do you a pour over, baby, with my, I'll make you an espresso.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Brooke makes the best lattes. Ever.
Thank you. I would like to thank the Academy, and I would also like to thank my shitty ex who got me an espresso machine trying to get me to stay with him last year. He did.
Oh, fuck, I love
The
that.
truth. I will never forget. Oh my God. Total side note. Remember when I found out that he'd gotten me that Nespresso machine and I'd already told him, like, we're not together. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want anything to do with you. And I was leaving a date and I called you and I was like, Liz, this man just texted me and told me he bought me an espresso machine.
Yes.
And you were like, keep it. Fuck him.
I can keep that shit. It's better than your ex bringing you a kitten
Oh,
trying to get back with
God.
you
I remember that.
when you could not take in another cat, and then he refused to take it back. So then I was left with the responsibility of now finding a new home for this kitten.
Thanks for the problem nobody needed.
Yeah, that was cool. I did not keep that gift, unfortunately. It was a really cute cat, and anybody listening, you know me. If you've been listening for a while, I'm a cat lady. But at the time, I already had three. It was a lot, and I already had to get rid of one of them. And then this man brings over a fucking cat. What is wrong with you? Anyway, so I guess the first thing we could talk about is why do we think that art is a form of magic at all? Why do we think that? And I mean, so magic is really just, using your intentions, and it involves the like manipulation of energy and nature and things like that. And in art practice, you're using you're drawing, you're painting, you're using tools, and you don't have to be a great artist to be using magic. You don't have to be a great artist to identify as an art witch. Nothing you make, there's no pressure, there is no bar to hit that your artwork has to look a certain way for you to do any of these things. But by being an artist and creating something, whether that's writing, drawing, you are manipulating matter, you're manipulating energy and creating something with your hands or with your words. And not everybody can do that. And it's actually really amazing when you think about how artists just literally create fucking shit out of nothing with their own hands. And that is just magic to me.
Yeah, you said when you said something about you said with magic, like you're using intention and your energy to create or make something happen or create something. The same is true of art. You're using your intention or in your imagination to literally make something either physical. I still consider digital art to be like physical because it's still something you created.
Oh yeah, digital art.
Every freaking
We always record when that alarm goes off. RIP to our headphone listeners.
I'm
I'm
so
sorry.
really sorry. Oh my God.
Digital art is totally included in art magic. And if you're anybody like me, I don't know if this stigma was around for everyone, or maybe it was just something that kind of this thought was implanted in my head because of the people I was around as a teenager. I don't know. But in high school, I had the perception that digital art was cheating because, you could just hit the undo button if you messed up, and you could use drop and fill. And I had the perception of like, that's not real. You have to paint or draw. That's bullshit. I was so wrong. You do not have to use a physical medium like a paintbrush and acrylic or oils or watercolor or pencils and charcoal. You can make digital art, and that is art. It really creating anything with your hands is art. If you're a sculpturist, if you love building with Legos, like you are creating something that didn't exist before. So creating something by using your imagination is, it's such a surreal concept when you really think about it, that we're so complex that we come up with these ideas in our brain and like bring them to life, and they would have never existed otherwise. And that's so fucking cool. Which is, and so I've actually been incorporating, I've been more actively and intentionally incorporating the idea of like my art is my magic, like this is part of my power, this is my gift, by really trying out whatever art style I want. And as an artist, I know you're gonna totally resonate with this, and probably a lot of people listening. There's a big pressure to find your style and to have a curated feed of a specific style. And I get it. And it's, I want that to an extent. And I really wanted that when I first started my art business, was I want to have this specific style, and I want somebody to look at a piece and know it was mine. And I do want that. But I think sometimes that limits us to not trying things we really want to do, because you're like, oh, but this doesn't fit in with my style, or this doesn't fit in with my Instagram feed, or what are my viewers going to think? Because maybe they followed me for this specific thing, and they're not going to like these new things that I'm creating. And I think part of the magic of creating is creating whatever the fuck you want to create. And I have been trying whatever style I want to, whatever style of painting. And right now I'm in a very like mega abstract, surreal place. And I really just wanted to dig into the depths of my brain and my imagination and just spit whatever goop is happening in there on a canvas.
Goop.
Art goop.
Art Goop. That'd be a really cool podcast name.
I love it.
Art Goop.
So yeah, I think whatever it is you create, and honestly, you could even say that cooking, you know, maybe you more identify as a kitchen witch, but even cooking is creating. But maybe like the fun part about cooking for you is making it look beautiful and designing things with composition, and you're taking into account color and texture, and that's art too. Like creating shit with your hands is art, and it's just fucking amazing. It's magical.
Like some fine cuisine.
Yeah.
Get your
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay on.
Yes, absolutely. It's just something I'm super passionate about. Brooke is super passionate about it, and we want to encourage all of our creative listeners to create whatever the fuck you want and not worry about having a perfectly curated feed or being concerned with what is everybody else going to think. That was something that I struggled with, because there's totally people from my conservative hometown that follow my art page, and I'm posting my paintings of naked women and like maybe potentially to them taboo or controversial topics, you
Yeah.
know? And at first I was like, oh my God, what are they gonna think? I don't give a fuck. You can unfollow me if you don't like
You don't like
it.
it.
Create whatever the fuck you want, and it doesn't have to look good. It doesn't always have to be perfect. And really just embrace that that is a fucking cool ass superpower. It's amazing. It just blows me away. Obviously, I'm very passionate. But I found this website that just gives a few other options. It's an article on moodymoons.com. And this article is called Art Magic: 9 Ways to Use Your Art Skills in Witchcraft. And It just gives some other options if you want to be creative, but maybe you're not interested in painting or drawing or digital art. You can draw a spell mandala. That would be so cool.
Ooh.
You can use clay to design your own chalice. You could, make your own cauldron, but if you're making it out of clay, don't be, you got to look at what you might not be able to just like burn shit in that. You could still use it for other things though, but you could use clay. You could make like a crystal wand and have a crystal at the end. You can wire wrap crystal jewelry. You could use henna to create temporary ritual tattoos or
Digitals.
yes, yeah, you could, it doesn't have to be henna. You could just draw on yourself a what did you just say? A
Sigil.
sigil. Why did that word literally just escape my brain? And you just said it. And I know what it is. You can try spirit photography. That would be so cool.
What is
Or,
that?
so spirit photography is using like solid exposure, and you try to capture low light images that show like orbs or apparitions, and it's just a technique to try and capture like the supernatural in a photo. Or you could try aura photography. Maybe you want to be the photographer, or maybe you just want to go get your aura photographed. That is something that is on my bucket list, and there are quite a few
Know,
aura.
you can do that in the very beginning of the pandemic 2 years ago.
I still haven't done it. But check out your local metaphysical shop to see if they have an aura photographer. That's the one that I want to personally go to. And you can go get your aura photographed. You could draw, doodle, do calligraphy in your book of shadows or on a piece of paper that you have a spell on. You can use charcoal drawings for banishing. You can create a mosaic altar tile, or you could use crystals to make art on your altar. Or you could do like eco art and use things that Mother Earth has given us. You can use leaves and flowers. You could dry out lavender. You just using natural materials. But yeah, if you are interested in any of those specific things and how to get started in them, you could just Google it, or if you want to check out moodymoons.com. Again, the article is Art Magic, 9 Ways to Use Your Art Skills in Witchcraft.
I really love the idea of the like spell mandala, especially if you're doing it on Procreate, because sorry, I have Procreate brain right now. I'm constantly thinking of ways to do things on there. But and it's all Liz's fault because she bullied me into getting an Apple Pen. She
Yeah, I
didn't
did.
have to bully me too hard, I will say. I did want one, but she pushed me anyway.
Yeah, I take full credit for that.
But like the symmetrical option on Procreate would make it so fun to do mandala spells because you're doing half of it and the other half is being drawn for you.
Yeah. Oh, you could use paper. You can do origami.
Ooh.
Oh, I love, mixed media art. You can use 3D elements. And this is something that you could use, even vision boards. I totally, there's like a side of me that's like, vision boards are so cheesy. Like, cut shit out of a magazine. But you know what? It's fucking fun. I did it like 2 weeks ago. I did a yoga and meditation class downtown, and after the meditation we made vision boards, and I hadn't made one in years, and it was just fun. It was this group of women, and I hadn't met any of them before. I actually went to this event at one of the locations that is hosting my artwork, and I wanted to check out their events, and yoga, meditation, and crafting is like at my alley. So I went and did that. And it was just a lot of fun to collage and cut things out. And yeah, I forget where I was going with that. I think I was going somewhere with that, but I can't remember. Oh, vision boards aren't cheesy. Fucking do them if you want to.
Yeah, I love them. I haven't made one in forever, but I used to be really big into vision journals. Like I would make sections of a journal, and then one section would be like mind, another one would be body, another one would be like spirit, and like I would put my goals for that year, like the actual images, and then leave a huge chunk, and then during the year I would write like specific things about, you know, my growth in each of those areas. Mm-hmm. And I think that stuff's really cool. I really believe in the magic of vision boards, because every time I've made a vision board, I have achieved or gotten everything I wanted that was on there. Like, I remember there was one year I made a vision board with this cutout of a girl with hair like mine. And this was when I had first moved to Richmond, and like the water here was just tearing up my hair in the shower. It's just such hard water. Speaking of which, future Brooke, please change your water filter or get your boyfriend to do it. Anyways, I love doing that. It's so great. but I had cut out this picture of this girl's hair that was like mine. And one of my goals was like, get your hair back into its healthy form. And that was the year that I finally found a stylist that I loved and trusted and started getting regular haircuts and got my hair like back to its, do you see this feather?
Where?
It just went across the screen. That was so weird.
No, I missed it.
That was what, like, I got my hair back like all healthy. And then I remember I put like a bunch of plants on it that year. And that was the year I got into plants. And this one was a little bit like out there, but I did it anyways. I put that I wanted to fly on a plane for the first time because I'd never flown. And I was like, I don't have any idea how this would ever happen. I have no reason to fly this year. Like, I'm not looking for any reason to fly. And then I ended up having a work trip where I flew to Arizona. So it's just like the weirdest little things. Like, that is, to me, that's just like manifestation magic in art form.
Yeah, it's a way. I mean, you may just want to be creative and use your magic to just create something beautiful or express your emotions and your feelings, but it's also something that makes your manifestations more concrete. Mm-hmm. by expressing your manifestations in a physical way. And that's so cool. Another way you could incorporate magic into your art is with your tools. So like at my studio, I have a tiny little cauldron that I put my paint water in, and I clean my brushes, or if they're dry and I need to moisten them, I paint out of this with water from this cauldron.
I love and that.
It's like, it helps me remember my intentions, ADHD brain. So I'm constantly remembering my intentions while I'm painting. and you could also use your moon water or your sun water as, you know, with your watercolor or as I do with acrylics and I need to clean off my brushes, you could use your sun and your moon water for that. You could, if you wanted to, you could melt a crystal in the water, you know, like selenite, like a crystal that dissolves in water.
Mm-hmm.
You could literally infuse crystals into your physical art.
That is so cool. Would it shimmer?
I don't think so.
Could you sell that for like extra, or is selenite not that expensive?
Art is subjective, and the price totally depends on what you price it at, what you feel it's valued at, what somebody else feels it's valued at. There's really no one way to determine what art would cost if you wanted to sell it.
I would literally be like, this is infused with the selenite from the star seeds of Archibajango Mango Tango. Who is going to tell me that I'm wrong? Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, that's so cool. So if you're, I mean, but for some people I know, it would probably hurt their heart to put a water soluble crystal in water. But if you're into it, you could literally create art infused with crystals. How cool.
If anyone's watching on YouTube and is wondering why I look like this, I'm not leaned back in a computer chair. I'm laying in bed.
Worm mode.
And every time that I breathe, my whole body moves. Watch.
Oh my God, it does. You look like you're floating on water.
Dude, I'm so sleepy.
Brooke and I are both sitting in bed. I always record in bed, but Brooke is a professional and she normally records with like a pretty background.
Whatever. Normally I'm sitting on the couch, which is where I pretty much live for this podcast and for my job. And I need to like not do that and actually utilize the office that I have in my house and pay rent for. It's stupid. I don't.
Make sure you are changing up where you sit on the couch because you don't want to leave an indent on the couch.
God forbid we do that like some men.
Ruining our good couches.
Disgusting.
Anyway. yeah, so that is just something I think there's so many ways you could infuse magic into your art. Or use your art as your magic, or fucking both.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And if you wish to do so and you want to sell your art, sell it. If you want to make being a creative and creating art part of your career, I know not everybody likes to make a career out of their hobbies and their passions. I totally get that. That's fine. But if you want to, just start. Create an Instagram, start posting things. You don't have to have a website. You don't have to have business cards. You don't have to know anybody. You can just put that shit out there and keep making art, no matter if nobody's buying it, because in the art world, it's usually about connections mm-hmm. and building relationships with people. And you might go a while without selling anything, but just put yourself out there. And that's another hard thing for artists. We are always our biggest critics. And I have created things where I'm like, yeah, this isn't my favorite. I don't know if I'm going to post this. That was actually a piece that I sold at a craft show where I like set up a tent. I sold this lady a print. She walked around with it for an hour, you know, checking out all the other booths and all the other tents. And she came back and was like, I've been looking at this for an hour and I have to have the original.
Which painting was that?
Warped Aftermath.
Oh my God. Wait. Is that the one with the hand on the...
No, that's the yellow lady.
Yellow lady. Yes, yellow lady. I was the one that said make her yellow.
You did. And I went from selling I think that print was $50. I went from selling a $50 print and she walked around with that shit. And that was one of my... I didn't hate that painting. It just wasn't one of my most favorites to selling an $800 painting.
Which is nuts. Like someone loves your art enough to put down a rent payment on it. Like that is some real passion you evoke in a person.
Yes. And that is like the beauty of being an artist is creating things that other people just connect with. Sometimes on a different level, and at least with my style of art, I would classify it as post-painterly, which came about like after the 1960s, and it went from super realistic, super brushstrokey to color blocking, bold lines, bold shapes, bold colors. And that's what I love to do. It just makes me happy to paint that kind of stuff. But particularly that style leaves more interpretation open to the viewer. It gives you less to work with. Mm-hmm. When you see a realistic person painted, which there's nothing wrong with that. Realism is fucking cool. So amazing. But you know, that's a person. But if you're doing abstraction or something, someone may look at this piece you've made. And I hear people tell me what they interpret from this piece, and it's nothing like what my inspiration was. And I think it is so amazing to see what other people see in it and what they feel. And it's just amazing to connect with people over something that was in your head and you put on paper, canvas, like you made it, and to have someone just connect with it so much is amazing. And I
love something so much of yours that they are willing to pay you money to take it from you and have it.
My artwork is hanging in so many different homes. And that shit blows my mind. It's insane to me. And I get to connect with these people I've never met. And there are people who have purchased my work that I do know and I love very much. And I am always so happy to see my artwork hanging like in your home. I love it so much. But it's just so cool to think, oh my God, a stranger who doesn't know me connects with this and wants this. And so just never underestimate the things that you make and just put it out there. It is so hard to put yourself out there. It's like jumping in the deep end of a pool, but you know, just make the leap. It gets easier and easier. I hated posting my work in the beginning. I did it anyway because I wanted it to be my job. But because you never, you know, I was like, oh my God, what are people going to think of it? And now I just don't care. And eventually I think you'll probably get there too, but just put yourself out there, just post it and just keep making art. And make art like we make this podcast. Mm-hmm. Just do it for fun. Just do what you want to do and the right people will find you. Exactly. I think the universe will bring the right audience to you.
Exactly. This podcast was not created because we wanted to make money or we wanted approval from anybody. It was made for fun and the right people have found us. So that is, I just always try to remind myself of that. I learned that pretty early on when I was like doing YouTube. Make whatever content you want and the right audience will find you. That translates to all forms of art. I consider this podcast a form of art. We put a lot of our artistic skills into this, writing, drawing, like creating the graphics, editing it. Like, this is an art baby all of its own.
It is. I mean, we're creating episodes each week that wouldn't exist in the universe without us making it. Even just the act of us recording right now is creating art. We're creating something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. And then all of the things that are in the background that go into creating graphics and all the other, you know, writing the Instagram story or the, not the story, the text, the caption, that's the word. The caption, all that good stuff. It's all creating something that didn't exist before. Exactly. And this is a form of art where we connect with fucking thousands and thousands of people mm-hmm. each week. Holy shit.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy. That's the beauty of art, is it's just such, it's a way to bring people together and just to build other human connections.
That has never, ever, 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 ever happened in the history of this entire podcast. I'm leaving it in.
I just went on mute for a second.
Anyway. Oh, geez. For anyone listening, that was Liz's grandpa.
Yeah. He's fine. He's good. Anyway. Art is just such a cool way to bring, you know, if you're someone who believes that we're all pieces of like this big light source or connection, God, whatever, that we're all connected. But obviously on Earth, we come here and a lot of us end up having trouble sometimes making connections with others. And especially in the political climate we're in, we're all put against each other. And art is just a beautiful way of bringing souls together and making connections that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And what a beautiful thing.
I love it. It's wonderful. And it makes me so happy when I see podcast listeners have purchased your art. Like people who, you know, maybe they didn't even have an interest in art, but they had an interest in you and this podcast. And so by association, they wanted to support you and they wanted a little piece of you in their home. And it's just so sweet. It's so special.
It's something that brings me the most joy. And I think I've said this on one of maybe the last episode, but I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. And that is a big thing for me to say. And I feel like it's because I feel so aligned. I'm doing something I legitimately love every single day. And I have never done that. I've always been I've always been working to live. I didn't have an option at times to do something I love. I just had to take whatever job I could to pay the bills. And I was so unhappy. And there were times I didn't even realize how unhappy I was or how out of alignment I was. And I remember around this time last year, and for sure when I visited you last year in June, I remember thinking like, okay, Brooke is starting to feel like she's living in alignment. It's got to be coming for me too, because that's just how our lives work. And I knew that I should be doing something else. And I knew I wasn't in alignment, but I didn't know what the next steps were. I didn't know what the answer was. And I see the world in a different way. And I feel like I see so much more beauty in things because I'm using the gifts I was given. I'm using my form of magic every single day. And that makes me so happy. And yeah, I feel like I'm so aligned. And ever since I've felt aligned, good thing after good thing keeps happening. Like things keep falling into place. And I'm not even having to try that hard. They're just happening. They're just opportunities and I'm taking them and things just keep coming. And there was a time, you know, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago where I legitimately was just like, the universe hates me. Bad thing after bad thing keeps happening. And it did. And I'm not saying that like I necessarily manifested all of that, but I expected it. I just kept expecting because bad things kept happening. I kept expecting more bad things to happen. And I would say out loud, the universe hates me. And I continuously attracted bad things or people who were not good for me. And now I think, oh my God, like the universe loves me because all these great things are happening. I'm doing what I love to do. And it's kind of a lucrative career that I'm in. It's not like I started an accounting business. If you start an accounting business, that's great. Like that sounds like such a stable thing, but I like picked the most lucrative thing to do. And I'm so happy and it's working. Like what the hell? And all I had to do was just take a risk and make the jump and fucking shit is working.
Watch out. She's crazy.
She's crazy.
I don't plan to make a living off of my embroidery anytime soon, but it would be cool.
Well, right now you're just making it for fun and that's where all good things start.
Yeah. I post my embroidery, but I haven't been posting my like digital art or anything. I feel way more sure of my embroidery, I think, because it's like, it's just, these are stitches and there's only so many ways you can do a certain type of stitch. And I don't know, but I think the whole reason that I got into drawing on Procreate was because I was like, I don't want to print out on like stitching paper someone else's designs to stitch forever. I want to do my own. And so Yeah, I don't know. I like doing both, but I'm scared that if I start to post one or other of them too often, then I'll get that expectation on myself where I'm no longer doing it for fun. And right now, it's like the first time in forever that I've done something creative just for me, no one else's eyes. And that's like hard for me because, you know, like we've got this podcast, and like before the podcast with YouTube, I always felt like anything I made, I had to post because what was the point of me recording my life if I wasn't going to post it on my channel? And now I haven't posted a video in like of my life in like over a year. And it's because the fun was taken out of it for me. Because a paycheck got involved and because sponsorships got involved, and I panicked and felt like nothing I was doing was good enough anymore because I was getting paid for it. And I don't want that to happen with these hobbies. So that's like what I'm scared of. I want to go back to doing YouTube. I don't know what's going to make me do it again. I want to, and it's just like,
You know, I think that's actually a really good point to bring up about being creative is feeling like you're in a creative rut or having artist block or feeling like you're such a creative, whether it's, you know, mental health that's getting in the way or the fun has been taken out of it. That is a real thing. And it is very hard to push through that or to get out of it. I was in creative blocks for years, a long time ago, for whole years. And that was mostly because of mental health. But that doesn't make you any less of a creative. That doesn't make you any less of an artist. That doesn't make anything you created in the past any less good. And that doesn't mean any less of you if you stop creating for a while because for one reason or another, you aren't doing it anymore. Being creative takes a lot of energy, whether it's physical energy to hold up a camera and film your life,
yep.
or emotional energy by putting emotions into a piece of art or a piece of writing. And there are times where I was painting subjects, something, this will be like a little insider note that nobody else knows about. But one of my most recent pieces, I think as of right now, it actually is the most recent post on my art Instagram, is a piece called Wayward Times. And that was a depiction of my bedroom at my dad's house. And I have a lot of negative feelings and emotions that happened in that home because he was not a good parent to me, or my brother. And I had a lot of bad times in that home, and I'm trying to work through, you know, childhood trauma and things like that. And I decided to depict that room, even though it was a negative memory. And I got like halfway through it and I put it down. I did not want to continue painting it. And I don't know whether that's because it was so emotionally taxing to paint that I didn't want to continue. So I said, fuck it. I want to have fun. I want to finish this painting. So I put a fucking giant chicken on it because why the fuck not? I wanted to have fun.
You put a literal, actual giant chicken on it. It's the truth. Go look at it on
Go
Instagram.
check it out. And there have been times I've painted things and I have had to come home and immediately sleep. Or there have been times where I have painted things and I have started bawling my eyes out while I was painting them because I am throwing my emotions into them. And it's okay for you to need a break. It's okay for you to set something down. It's okay for you to have artist block. All of that stuff is okay. And I was not creating for years. And like I've always identified as an artist, even when I was not creating, even when I hadn't painted something for 4 years straight, I always was an artist. So it's okay if you are taking a break from something for whatever fucking reason. Nobody else, it's not anybody else's business, and nobody can tell you what you are or aren't. And it's okay if you're not creating right now.
I just had a flashback of the funniest memory.
What?
You and I were out in the TV room before we moved into our first apartment, and I remember we were both trying to paint. We were drawing or painting on canvases, and I was falling asleep. You were sitting up and on the, like, you were sitting up on the side where there was that, like, window in the wall or whatever. And I remember I was falling asleep. I could not stay awake for some reason. I was just so sleepy. So I laid down on the couch while you were still over there drawing and painting. And, like, I started talking in my sleep. And at one point I looked at you and I was like, we have to tell Shannon to get that needle out of her arm. Do you remember that?
No, not a single bit of what you just said. I don't remember painting in the TV room with you. I don't remember you falling asleep. I don't remember any of that.
Oh my God. We were
out. This was definitely like part of my disassociative years. So I apologize. I don't remember this memory, but I want to.
I just remember because Shannon was that girl we worked with, but. Oh.
I do remember who you're talking about.
Yeah, but she didn't do drugs. Like, I don't know what I was dreaming about, but I woke up out of a dead sleep and I went, we got to tell Shannon to get that needle out of her arm.
No, literally, no, I don't. What the fuck? Man, I wish I remembered that. Do you remember what we painted?
No, I remember I was trying and I got frustrated because I just, pencil and paper is just not for me. And I took an anger nap beside you.
Man, I want to know what we were painting.
I know. I think the last thing I remember ever watching you paint in person was that deep indigo purple painting with the cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have that?
It is not in my possession, but I gave it to my friend Megan. So she still has it.
Oh.
Yeah, because I gave it to her because she loves cherry blossoms.
I remember that painting.
It's so pretty. I love it.
And I remember you painted that girl that was like hugging herself and she had the big red square glasses on and like
kind of like these.
Yeah.
But they were red.
And she looked very sad and she had like big like curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
I loved when you were making those tiny little canvases. They were the cutest. And you did an elephant and you gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did that like diamond shaped one that it looked like you were looking out into like the universe or whatever. Why do I remember all of your art?
That is like, you remember things that I don't remember. Because who knows where the fuck my brain was. I don't know if it's probably, I would say it's a combination of disassociating and ADHD brain.
Probably.
I don't remember like 2/3 of my life, unfortunately.
I remember also when you painted in antique books, you painted on the pages.
Oh yeah. And I made a photo book where I went to Goodwill and I found just some old book and I printed off pictures that were on my phone. I went to like CVS or something. Printed them off on normal photo size and I glued them into the pages of the old book. And then I painted the cover.
We're in there. I remember.
Yeah. You're me. I think you kissing me is on the cheek. You're sitting on my lap is the very first picture in it. I still have it. Actually, it's right under my bed.
I love that book.
Yeah. Oh. And I remember I painted a girl wearing a sweater. And she was, I think she's doing like pulling the sleeves up kind of position. And then I did some hand lettering and it said something along the lines of how beautiful it is to take a picture and capture a moment in time that will never happen again. Or I don't know, some saying.
Some say, you know how we are with sayings.
On this. I don't remember what it said. I have to pull it out to look, but I'd have to get up for that. So.
Yeah, we're comfy and we're not moving and we're about to brainstorm for the next 25 hours on merch. So
yeah,
I will probably be whipping out Procreate at some point after I wash my face.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so we're gonna have an art night.
Yeah.
Art night.
So yeah, that's, I guess, you know, you can use your art to incorporate it into your witchcraft. You can use your magic to make art. Think about your tools. You've got paintbrushes, you've got apple pencils, you've got charcoal, leaves, flowers, all cauldrons. Like you can use all of those tools and your intention, and bam, if you want to be an art witch, you are one.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I don't have anything else to say. I don't know why I said that.
Ooh, okay. So I think it's only accurate that the Ostara egg should be the painting palette.
Yay! I thought you were going to say that.
Yes.
Oh my God, why do I look so white right now? Where did my lips go?
Hello, the digital lipstick is failing you.
The digital lipstick looks way better on you than it does on me. I'm taking this off.
Maybe it's because of the lighting that's next to me. Both Brooke and I, before we started recording, we both wanted to put on lipstick, but we were comfy in bed and neither of us wanted to get up to get lipstick. So on Zoom, you can just put on digital lipstick.
Well, I'm never just a fan.
Yeah, why? I mean, it looks great. You can tell if I were to put my hand in front of my face for a split second, but you know what? It's fine. It looks good.
Like this.
Yeah, where is it?
I took it the fuck off.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't even see it anymore.
Where is it? Put your digital lipstick back on.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, shit. All right, witches. Don't forget to snag up your last remaining merch items before they are gone from the store forever. You got till March 1st to do that.
Check out the Instagram page to get the discount code.
Yep.
Give us a follow.
Give us a follow. Give us a like. Go comment the Ostara egg on this week's new post.
Yep. And that's it, folks.
Hey, folks. Go paint something.
Go make something with your damn hands. Or your brain. Or your eyeballs. Go make something.
Yeah, what she said. Bye.
Bye.